What's the matter?
Well, it's one of these situations that I just hate. You know, and the Stars client gave me 3 tickets for the Helmut Tubbs exhibit at the Morgan Chase Museum.
So you're thinking you got to sleep with him?
No, it's just that he gave me 3 tickets and there are 6 of us.
Don't give up my ticket. Me too.
Hey, that's so generous.
And I think Ross is generous too.
Great, okay, then it's just a throw. What is the exhibit? It's mostly just photographs of lesbian love scenes interspersed with video games and free sandwiches.
Hey, Ross, listen. Chandler got you out of going to the Lesbian Sandwich Museum this weekend.
Elizabeth and I are going out of town.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
You think about all the money that you're going to make.
Why? What?
Well, her father pays you for babysitting, right?
No, that's funny, but maybe it's time to move on. You know, let it go, stop it. Besides, Rich is going out with Elizabeth's father, so he's much older than she is. Looks like I'm not the only one interested in fossils. Huh?
All that does is remind us that you are interested in fossils.
Okay. Rachel's going to need to yell sweet nothings in his ear. Huh? Oh, come on. You guys, that's funny, you know, because he's going to need, he's got like a hearing aid, you know, because he's all old.
Just so you know, since Lizzie likes you so much, she's trying to accept the fact that you're going out with us.
Really? Okay, that's great.
Yeah. But then I changed my mind. Why do you like to ask me? I'm so busy, and I'm telling you, I don't want you seeing my daughter anymore.
But look, I realize it upsets you.
Yes, it does.
But Elizabeth and I are both adults, and so I don't think there's really anything you can do about it.
I'll call the university and tell them about your relationship and have you fired.
Oh, a man with a plan.
I just got all of the big assets, Tim. It was so cool when I was up there before. Me and Jim Belushi would just be cracking up about something. When I get fired up days of our life and he takes me down. Now he's just laughing at me. Smug Belushi bastard.
Okay, maybe when they put your picture back up, they could put you next to Matt Lauer. Look at him, smiling at me. Yeah, I know, we'd be great together.
Hey, so I'm back. Who are you? Joey Tribbiani. From the Wall. Okay, maybe this will jog your memory, huh? Yeah? Anyway, I'm ready to go back up on the Wall. I'm the star of a new TV show.
Show me the TV book.
Oh, well, it's not on TV yet.
Well, then it's not on the Wall yet.
Okay, fine. I will bring you a tape. Huh?
So, now, do you have any of Matt Lauer's clothes here, maybe? Yeah. soaking up all the culture.
Yeah.
Where do you want to start?
Oh, the gift shop.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, yes, but I can't eat too much. Paul take me out to dinner tonight. He said he has a big surprise plan.
Oh, wow. But do you think maybe he's going to tell you he's going?
No, why? No reason. That would just be a really big surprise, right?
Put the bio over here and then have the wedding ceremony right over here.
You might need to get married here.
Mm-hmm. It would be a beautiful place to get married.
Oh, yeah, but I wouldn't put the aisle there, and I would never have the ceremony there. You'd have the ceremony under the big, beautiful arch.
May I help you?
Okay. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. It's just such a beautiful space. Do you do a lot of weddings here?
Yes. You're very popular.
What's the 2-year waiting list?
Sorry.
Minor, you should totally put your name down for this one.
What? Are you crazy? What? Getting married? I'm not even engaged.
No, but there's a 2-year wait, and then what if you get engaged in 2 years, and then you've got to wait another 2 years for this place? That's 4 years. Kevin's not going to wait that long. He's going to find somebody else, you know, someone who did put their name on the list.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts to put your name now. But it's in 2 years you're not engaged. You just don't use it.
Well, I mean, I guess there is no harm in putting my name down.
I'm going to do it too.
Me too.
Who is she married?
I don't know. I don't have anyone right now.
Yeah.
Oh, please. Don't feel too sorry for me. At least my boyfriend isn't gay.
Creepy.
That's something. He'll even get me started on yours.
Bill, did you watch the tape of my show?
I did.
All right, let's get me back up there.
No, you don't go up on the wall.
You saw the show?
Yes. It was very offensive to my people.
Dry cleaners?
Russians. He showed them as terrorists and villains.
Okay. Look, you got Harrison Ford up there.
That's right. Mr. Ford is a very good customer. He brings a lot of floss. You bring us nothing.
Okay, well, that may be true, but
the Russians were terrorists and evil. And plus, he kills a bunch of them.
That's offensive to Russians.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you sure? It's great. This place is really beautiful.
Yeah, I've been coming here since I was a kid. This used to be my grandma.
Wow. The only thing I got from my grandmother was her eyes. I mean, not her actual eyeballs, but people say that my eyes. But do you want to make out?
Are you okay? What's wrong?
I was just thinking about your father.
Well, whatever works for you.
Yeah. You know, he just really freaked me out before.
Well, so we have to hide our relationship from one more person. Good deal. But he said I'm hiding it. Keep up protection, right?
Why? Are they like bears or something? Protection. Yeah, I forgot. I can't believe I brought 2 cans of bug spray and forgot that. Oh, no, hey, I'm the guy, I'll get it.
Do you know where the store is?
No.
Do you want to ride around town on my little pink bicycle?
A little bit.
I'll be back in 10 minutes.
Okay.
Why don't you get him a hot dog pan and I'll meet you there?
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God, what a great surprise!
Everybody's got to be doing something.
If you're listening to this message, we're probably screaming.
Yeah, we are.
Hi, this is Sally from the Morgan Chase Museum. I'm calling to
from Monica Geller. I want to let her know that there was a cancellation and that she's still interested in having the Bing Geller wedding in our facility.
No, not the groom!
I know. That's why I like it here.
I feel like we're the only two people in the world. Sorry.
Just a little mouse.
No, no, big bear, big bear. Would you go check on that?
Honey, we don't have any bears here.
Oh, okay. Would you give me a Diet Coke?
Okay.
What are you doing here?
I came with Paul.
Yeah, I recognize the ankles. She's at the store.
What? You make the phone go to the store?
Do I know where the store is?
There you go.
Thank you.
Diet Coke.
Oh, I need ice.
Okay. You're right. Ew, your eyes. Did you really hear a bear?
You got eyes.
Hi, Coke.
Oh, thank you.
And so happy that you're here.
Here I am.
Elizabeth! Oh, look, Elizabeth's here!
Who are you talking to?
You guys?
How did you know we were here?
Well, she obviously saw the tire tracks that were leading up to the closed garage.
What are you doing here?
Did you come up here to work on that term paper or something?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you go in that room and do your homework?
Oh, I wouldn't do it in there, and that's my dad's bedroom.
That's your dad's bedroom. That's your dad's bedroom!
Why are you yelling?
Oh, that Jenny Coke, I think, just straight to my head! Woo!
All right.
See you later.
Well,
that's an ask. Well, at least
wait for me to ask. Hi, this is Melody from the Morgan Chase Museum. I'm calling for Monica Geller.
Oh, no.
I want to let her know that there was a cancellation and that she's so interested in having the Bing Geller wedding in our facility. If she's available,
come on.
Stay with me. Stay
with me.
Can I help you? Yeah, where's the guy who decides whose pictures go up on the wall?
He's not here right now.
Oh, are you kidding me? All right, well, make sure you tell him that Joey Tribbiani stopped by to drop off all these clothes, okay? I'm an actor. I'm trying to get my picture up there on the wall.
You know, there are two people who could get your picture up there.
Oh, really? Yeah. Maybe you and I go out for drinks. You're the other one, then. Are you doing the same tonight?
Oh, no. I'm leaving as soon as possible.
Not that we don't want you to stay. Obviously, you're welcome. How much more homework do you have?
I just have one problem left that I do not know how to solve. Rachel, maybe you want to come upstairs and help me figure it out?
really? Okay, I'll go upstairs. If you get me something from the car.
What do you need from the car?
You're going to be in the car. I will be upstairs, and that's where everybody's going to be.
George, how are you doing, Greg?
I like you.
You know why? Because you're a neat guy. You are the man. You are
neat.
Well, got it. Just a lovely thing.
From the museum called and said that there was a cancellation and that we could move up our wedding and Chandler heard.
Oh! How bad is this?
Well, for the regular guy, it's bad. But Chandler, oh dear God.
No, I'm totally freaked out and I can't find him anywhere.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm never going to listen to you again, that's for sure.
And what are you going to do if Daddy's such an angel?
What's that?
Well, Michael's not here!
Why'd she put my picture up? You kidding? After the day we had, I wouldn't be surprised if she put 10 of my pictures up there. In fact, I only gave her one. I don't know where she would have got the other 9.
Oh, here it is! Oh, Jeffrey, why did you sign a son of a bitch?
I didn't do that. Who would have done that? Son of a bitch.
Okay, maybe after this guy.
Get out of my shop.
What did he do?
Throwing out with my wife.
Joey?
Hey, I did not go out with your wife, okay? I went out with her. That's my wife. Not with her, no. Pointing at her. Zelda McMurray.
How did she get up there?
Wait, there's a gold ball of mine.
How's the one? Well, we should go.
Yeah.
What? Oh, this is it.
I'm going to go out this window. I'll meet you at the front door. Just tell them you're going home, okay?
Oh, wait. Don't go in there.
Ross.
Oh, my God, Ross. What in heaven's name are you doing here?
And that is why we cannot see each other anymore. Ross. You and I are going to have a little talk.
Daddy,
you're next.
Okay. I didn't know he was here.
Just see if I got this straight. I tell you to stay away from my daughter, or I'll have you fired. What you heard was, take my daughter, come up to my country house, and ruin my weekend with Rachel. Okay, please, please, Paul, just let me explain.
No, let me explain.
Fired! Fine, have me fired. But I want you to know that you and I are not all that different. I mean, I too am a neat guy. What?
And I, too, am just a love machine. Let me show you where the guest room is.
I'm so sorry. Please stop freaking out.
I'm not freaking out.
Why would I be freaking out? A woman named Hildy called and said we were getting married, but that happens every day.
We have a beautiful place, and I just put our names down for fun. I mean, what's the harm in that?
Right here.
Taylor, please don't think I was trying to pressure you. Stevie and Rachel, just both Stevie and Rachel.
So the people that knew about our wedding before me were you, Stevie and Rachel, Hildy, and apparently some band called Starlight Magic 7, who are available, by the way.
It was a mistake. Please don't take this to mean anything, because it doesn't.
Okay.
Really?
Yes, it really doesn't mean anything, because you know that I'm just not ready.
I know. I know.
Okay.
Sure. Now, Michael told Joey that they're back. He's really worried about you. You know, and that guy that never delivered his burrito? She thought there was some sort of connection. Wait, did she buy it?
Totally.
So did Hildy show you the place?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he said, yeah, I'm not going to marry you.
I know.
They just cut the chip off the table 11, and that guy over there wants some biscotti.
Well, I just actually came in for a cup of coffee as well.
Do you still work here?
No, I quit a long time ago.
Did I forget to tell you that? I'm sorry. That's cool. I was going to fire you anyway.
Great.